Steve, do you happen to see how it happened? Or anything?
No, I didn't see anything about it.
His status for tomorrow, do you just think he'll be better tonight?
No clue.
Trouble running the half-court offense in overtime.
We came forward a lot tonight. We did a lot of things significantly better than we've been doing it, but we still had 100 mistakes that we can work on. So that's it's a good news, bad news. Way more good, but. Tommy or Kurt?
Yeah.
Can we please find? Can we ask those people to please be quiet? I'm really encouraged. We played so much better than we've been playing, so that's really good. We had an exceptional defensive third quarter. A lot of good things happened. Some good individual play at times during the game, but 50 turnovers and. Another 20 times we ran a play and didn't run it correctly or had people in the wrong place. And defensively, a lot of good possessions and also a lot of possessions where our rotations were really poor. And, so I'm from where we were, I'm encouraged. I'm really happy compared to the way we played against L.A. and the way we played against Houston. This was like a bunch of steps forward. The good news is the players understand with doing a lot of things better, they all know the things they did wrong, whether it was a free throw or a real careless pass or busting a play or shot selection or an incorrect rotation. So that's a good thing that we can be competitive and still know how many things we got to work on and we got to improve. So I think that's really good. So I'm really happy in terms of the steps forward. We still have a ton of things to work on, no question about that. We got to get Kevin healthy. We'll get a chance to look at Robert and Delonte tomorrow. We got to get a couple guys in a little bit better shape as we stretch out their minutes. Some guys who played really well, but we had difficulty keeping them on the floor. So we got to, we got to work on that. But way more good than bad. But it's not going to be hard to find a lot of things to point out on the tape. Or we're unfortunately coming back so quick, we probably won't get a chance to look at that. But I'm pleased. I'm very pleased.
How did you feel about Collison and Wheezy together?
I think in general they did a good job. I think I really would have liked to establish a little bit more of an inside presence than we did. But I think, again, it's we put Kurt out there a lot. It's a tough team for Kurt or any big physical guy to play against. They're just so good getting up and down the floor, and even their bigs are very mobile. So they really test you. So I was encouraged by how they look together. And again, they're really kind of victims of what we've been doing all along, like playing the 24 minutes and not having played them together. So like they're, I think, they'll get a chance to play again on Friday together. They'll get some minutes together tomorrow. So all that's good. But they're not where they need to be in terms of the two of them playing or stretching out their minutes. But I thought in general it was good. It wasn't a landslide success, like, look at this, it's unbelievable. But I think they did as well or better than any combination we could have put out there and still tried to play relatively big and, try to establish a little bit of an inside presence. So encouraging, but kind of, they're kind of... kind of similar to the game. Encouraging, but a lot of things they both know they need to work on or some mistakes they made. So, again, I feel good. I wish this was game two or three, because this is when we can say, hey, we're headed in the right direction now. But we got to build on it. It's a cliche, but to me it's like you climb up a mountain. As long as you keep, heading up, it's good. It takes a long time to get to the top, but what we've done is we took a couple steps forward and then like nine back. It's going to be really important for us tomorrow to build on tonight, to follow it up with another decent performance and then do the same thing again on Friday. Not perfect, and, not all guys are going to play well and all that, but just to continue to go in the right direction. I just feel we went in the right direction today.
A couple more for PJ.
Hey, Ben, do you...
attribute that fourth quarter to just a young team trying to still?
Yeah, yes and no. But some of the guys that made the mistakes were older guys, too. So not really young in terms of us being together and being able to execute down there. But, and again, it was extremes. There were times they'd run a play, they'd run an out-of-bounds play really good, or they'd run a pick and roll and get a really good look. It just didn't go. That kind of execution you can live with. It was the careless passes and the busted rotations that hurt us more than anything else. At one point, maybe it wasn't in the fourth quarter, but we had like a pretty comfortable lead, and we just, combination of burping up some bad shots, like three in a row, we took bad, quick shots, and then we compounded a little bit later with we missed a rotation or two, and then all of a sudden, when the game got really close, we had three turnovers in a row. One time, you didn't notice as much because they were doing the same thing on the other end. We didn't get shots up. I don't think we had a lot of turnovers at halftime. I may be wrong, but I think we had like the vast majority of our turnovers in the second half and in the overtime. So, you know, that really hurt. But I think that's an excuse. You know, I mean, we need to play better than that. I mean, you're right, that is what it was, but I don't think it was because we're young. We need to play better than that in end game situations.
Last one for PJ.
Does it help to get that much experience in those kind of late game situations?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we got to play a late game. I mean, that's one of the reasons I'm happy. We got to play a close game. We got to do some situations, advance the ball, run some plays, have to deal with a two-point lead or a three-point lead. All that's good. I mean, you know, after the L.A. game, after the Houston game, we didn't get a chance to work on too many end-game things that can help us. So all that was positive.
All right. Thank you, everyone.
Thanks, guys.